Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, the program that tries to give it to you, no frills, straight to the guts of it. Today's show, since, of course, it's getting warmer, we're thinking a little bit more about our health. The holidays are long gone. We're trying to lose a little weight and get in shape. And, of course, that chronic sprain, that chronic strain, that chronic cramp that knocks you off your bicycle seat. How to make them go away and never come back. That is today's show. This, of course, interests you. No one is exempt from this malady. Sprains, strains, and cramps. Why do you get them again and again and again? This is the topic of today's show. The ones that come and you never get them again, well, not really today's show. Acute injuries heal fast. They heal good. Generally, they never come back, but lots of us are locked into the chronic condition, meaning it keeps coming back. It hampers our workout regimen. It stops us from losing the weight we want to lose. Why? As always, a little education helps. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. That's not .com. If you're new to the show, this show I try to teach by pictures. Excuse me. I try to teach by pictures. So you got to go to the website if you can. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com, two T's. Picture number one. Take a peek at picture number one. Not a lot of pictures today, only 20. I don't need a lot of pictures. This show goes deep. It's so simple. No one should suffer from chronic muscular strain and sprain. No one. But you'll see why we do. Here's a picture. The muscle. Now, that's a biceps, right? When you flex your biceps, you wear those short-sleeve shirts to show off your biceps. You do those curls in the gym to pump up your biceps. The muscle is divided into three parts. The origin, you can see that at the top of the picture. The fibrous part, they're calling it fibrous. Why? That's the tendon. Won't labor this, just a brief review. To some of you, this is Greek. Well, that's why you stay in pain. It can't be Greek. The origin of the muscle is a tendon where the muscle meets the bone. Done deal. The insertion down on the other end, that is a tendon. It's where the muscle meets the bone. The middle of the muscle is called the belly of the muscle. That is easy. Go to the belly of your calf, the belly of your hamstring, the belly of your biceps muscle, the belly of your triceps muscle. Generally, the belly of the muscle is the middle of the muscle. And on either end are the tendons. Now, the definition of the strain is when you hurt, you injure either the origin, the insertion, or the belly of the muscle. A muscle strain, STR, as distinct from sprain, SPR, strain means you hurt the muscle or the tendon. Okay? Simple. Sprain is a different animal. Where bones connect bones are ligaments. Where bones connect bones are ligaments. Simple picture of a ligament. Go to picture number five. Simple artistic rendition. Simple artistic rendition of the shoulder muscle, the famed rotator cuff muscles. And these rotator cuff muscles in this picture show what? You already know. They show a muscle. That's the red. Then where it says rotator cuff tear, they're showing you a what? A really, really bad what? Sprain or strain? It's a really bad strain. Strain. S-T. Why? Because that tendon, the rotator cuff is a tendon. It's where the muscle meets the bone, and that's what we call a tendon. It's that simple. Now, go up above. See that little bone sticking out? It looks like a pinky. It looks like somebody's pinky, that little bone just sticking out. That little bone's called the coracoid process. You don't need to know that. But do you see that the coracoid process is connected to the clavicle? It's connected to other bones through some other tissue. That tissue is the ligament. Ligaments connect bone to bone. Ligaments connect bone to bone. When you hurt a ligament, it's called a sprain. A ligamentous strain, you don't say. You don't say a ligamentous strain. You don't say I strained my ligaments. You say I sprained my ligament. Ligaments connect bone to bone. Tendons connect muscle to bone. Strains are tendons or muscles, and sprains are ligaments. Done deal. If you have to review that, of course you may, get to the website later on today or another day. Or wait until, unfortunately, you have a sprain or a strain. And remember, I did this, and go to the show and review. Because I will get you to the punchline quickly. I'm going to tell you stories of people that I've known that have had these simple things become chronic and then lived with them for years. I'm not kidding you. Years. That's ridiculous. Those doctors supervising that, well, I think they're part of the stupid club. Sorry. No one in any therapy should be incompetent at this. Now, it's up to you to do what the doctor says or the therapist says, but lots of people live with these things. I'm sure I'm talking to loads of people who have chronic muscular strain, meaning a tendon or a muscle that's always hurting. Or a sprain. Let's keep going. All right, so we've got sprains, we've got strains. Now, key point here. How bad did you hurt it? How bad did you hurt that muscle? Well, these are graded. Strains are graded, grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. Now, I didn't put pictures of this on this show. But depending on how badly you hurt or tear into that muscle. Look at picture number 3. Let's look at picture number 3. There it is. Muscular strain. Picture number 3. You got it. Muscular strain. Normal muscle, strained muscle, healed muscle. You have to understand this. It's imperative that you understand the dynamics of what we mean by a normal muscle, a strained muscle, and a healed muscle. But once you strain it, which is micro tears, you can hurt it a little, you can hurt it a little more, or you can tear it right through. So we grade, orthopedics grades strains and grades sprains. So when we say you've got a grade 1 muscular strain, that means you tore it a little bit. Micro tears. A grade 2 are bigger tears, and a grade 3 are big, big tears. By the time you're up to a grade 3, you could be in the zone of a surgical issue. And that's generally kind of easy for you to know because you're not moving. When you have a grade 3 tear in a muscle or a tendon or a ligament, generally you're on the operating table. If not, I'd suggest you try the prolotherapy. But that's not what the show is about, because that's too easy. Why do a show on what your common sense already dictates? But I'll tell you what this show is about. You see, lots of you have grade 1 and grade 2 strains and sprains, and you live with them. So, grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. Normal muscle, strained muscle. What happens when you strain a muscle? Really important to understand. What happens when you strain a muscle or you strain a tendon? Thus, picture number 4. Take your time, relax, don't get a headache. Look at picture number 4. There you are. Pre-injury, injured, and healed. Do you see how the injured muscle heals? How does an injured muscle heal? How does a muscle or a tendon heal? Well, what happens is those muscle cells, they burst. They splatter. Their guts get strewn all over the floor. The immune system cells see it. Macrophages come in. They take a peeky peek and blow a whistle. And about 50 other martial artists come in and start stomping into the area you strained, grade one, grade two. That's what we call the inflammatory response. Now, that inflammatory response means a lot of things. I've done whole shows on this. And you got to understand this. So that inflammatory response begins, and the fibroblast, it's a single type of an immune system cell. It's one of the cellular warriors. It's got a special job. It comes in and it spins a spider web. Now, all of you know this spider web is scar tissue. So there you are out on the hockey field, on the basketball court. You're playing with your grandkids. You're gardening. You're doing whatever you're doing. And oops, you feel that rotten pain in a joint or close to a joint. And it's a year later, and you still have it. Well, what happened? You tore a little bit of muscle, a little bit of tendon. It's got spewed out. You started the inflammatory response, and yes, you're healing. You're on the mend. You're hoping to get back to your gardening. You're hoping to get back to house cleaning. You're hoping to get back to fixing the car. You're hoping to get back to playing and running around and keeping up with the grandkids. You're hoping to lose that weight this spring by getting back to the track, something you haven't done in 50 years. You're hoping to actually integrate back into the motion scene, surfing, and you can't. Because that strain, grade one, grade two, has become chronic in that once you lay down all that scar tissue becomes a rat's nest of goop. And it's not healthy tissue anymore. It's healed scar tissue. And you see, even in that little picture there, healed scar tissue there, you see a decreased range of motion? This is just common sense. Scar tissue forms to heal the injured tissue, leaving the muscle weaker and less flexible. Ta-da! So what do three-quarters of your physical therapists do? Post-traumatic scar, they strengthen the muscle. Didn't it just say less flexible? Yeah, stretch it a little bit, they say. When you have a chronic strain and you have years of scar tissue built up, you don't have range of motion anymore. And that means something huge. It feels pretty good, but it never goes away. Yes, I am talking to you. That tissue, then, has been deprived of blood. No blood, hypoxia, anaerobic metabolism, lactic acid buildup. The Chinese had a better word for it. They called it blood stasis. Now, you've heard me yell about that one before. Go to picture number 15. There it is. Healthy blood circulation, moderate stagnation, severe stagnation. In the chronically sprained, chronically strained tissue, but we're talking strain now. In the chronically strained tissue, you have severe stagnation of blood. This is so common. This is so sacrosanct in, I think, more sophisticated medicines. Chinese medicine, Vedic medicine, Russian medicine. In other words, the scientists that the Russian government paid to train the athletes. Those guys knew their stuff. They were sitting right there in Eurasia, taking Western science and Eastern techniques and blending them together, and then with no cost prohibitiveness, in other words, the Russian government, to beat the Americans, would lay down infinite amounts of capital. The Russians would spare no expense to beat us. And so they gave their scientists top dollar. So some passionate scientist with a doctorate in muscle physiology is funded by...